This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. North Korea today condemned the U.S. State Department over the sore point issue of human rights. VOA's Bill Gallo has a report from his post in Seoul.
North Korea specifically took issue with a recent VOA interview of a senior State Department official who said the U.S. remains deeply concerned about North Korean human rights abuses. In a statement via state media, North Korea's foreign ministry said those comments were like pouring oil over a burning fire. The controversy comes at a particularly tense moment. North Korea has threatened to walk away from nuclear talks and has promised the U.S. an ominous Christmas gift. That gift could be a long-range missile launch or other provocation. The U.S. is also gradually increasing pressure. On Friday, the State Department renewed its designation of North Korea as a violator of religious freedom. U.S. President Donald Trump also signed legislation tightening sanctions on Pyongyang. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Despite heroic efforts by firefighters, bushfires continue sowing destruction in South Australia, and the deployment of emergency personnel is said to be the largest ever in the state of New South Wales. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
About 100 fires are burning across Australia's most populous state. About half are out of control. Residents in the path of a mega blaze near Sydney have been told it's too late to leave. They've been advised to seek shelter in a solid structure to avoid the heat of the flames. A heatwave has exacerbated the fire threat, while a long drought has made the ground tinder dry. There are emergency fire warnings in Victoria and South Australia, where already one person has been found dead and another left critically injured. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
More news at voanews.com. From